This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. To save the Puget Sound orcas, you need to save the salmon. And to save the salmon, you need to tear down the dams on the Lower Snake and Columbia Rivers, according to some. But Daryl Olson with the Columbia Snake River Irrigators Association says this entire discussion would be much different if it weren't for the careless mishandling of the Juvenile Fish Transportation Program in 2015 that prevented most of the salmon from ever reaching the orcas.
Same time that was going on, a fisheries scientist in Mont Lake, PhDs, were telling the fish managers to start the program. In fact, they told them to start the transport program early. But instead of doing that, they threw the fish in the lethal river system. And the end result of that, which what you see is the 2017 adult returns, and the evaluations indicate the transported fish actually survived four times higher than the non-transported fish. And in a year when there should have been maximum transport, the fish managers had the lowest transport collection rate ever.
Olson says there's absolutely no reason it ever should have happened.
This is just incompetence. It is recklessness. And if the governor and the Orca Task Force really want to focus on positive accomplishment for salmon production, then they need to make sure the juvenile transport program is in full gear. That means you need those dams in place to operate.
Olson says if that's not enough, then the courts get involved and harm the program further. Tune in tomorrow for more on the irrigator's solution to saving the salmon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.